The next application is conditional use number 1641, the application of Carol and Diane Brazier to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for parking service vehicles and garages to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 99 hundredths of an acre more or less, lying southwest of Route 20, also known as Zion Church Road, 600 feet southeast of Road 92. For the benefit of the council, I'll pass down copies of the site plan and survey for this application. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 9th. We heard comments from DLDOT to Sussex Conservation District. Mr. Brazier was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to the application, and the commission on March 9th did defer action. On March 23rd of 2006, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1641 for Carol and Diane Brazier to park service vehicles in garages based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is similar to other uses in the vicinity of the property. Two, the project is for the relocation of one aspect of an existing business from another property in the general vicinity of this conditional use site. This relocation will not generate any significant new traffic in the area. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, the existing home on a property shall continue to be used as a residence. Any future use other than residential shall require a public hearing for consideration of that future proposed use. Two, there shall be no signage on the project. Three, the hours of operation for the site shall be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Four, the service vehicles shall be parked in the garages when not on road-ready status. The service vehicle drivers shall park their personal vehicles in the inside garage spaces vacated by the service vehicles. There shall be no outside storage of vehicles. Five, there shall be no outside storage on the premises except a six-yard trash dumpster and shall be screened from view from neighboring properties. Six, any security lights shall only be installed on buildings and shall be directed downward and away from impacting neighboring properties. Seven, a shed in the right-of-way is to be relocated or removed. Eight, there shall be no storage of pesticides on site except that which is routinely stored on the service vehicles. And nine, the site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated. That motion carried 4-0. Mr. Gordy was absent. And I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since the public hearing.
Doesn't matter.
That's all I have, gentlemen.
Excuse me. Any questions of Mr. Lank? Brazier, you're the applicant?
Yes, I am, sir.
Would you state your name and your address? And then
my name is Carol Brazier. I live on 54 and 389. That's where the office is on Dickerson Road. The reason I'm requesting this, at my office, I have a capacity for around 12 vehicles. And with all the, not trying to be funny, but with all the people moving down and all the population coming down, I've been blessed and we're up to over 20 vehicles at this point, trying to serve the population. I do not like to keep my vehicles outside because they do have chemical on them, pesticides. So up to this point, I've always had all my vehicles in garages locked up at night, except for the service, except for the supervisors. But any vehicle that has chemical on them is actually locked up. I'm out of room, so I purchased property in Roxana, which was my father-in-law's. Put garages out there just for this exact reason. The graph that you see or the plot that you see, actually one of those buildings will not be built because my daughter just built a new home behind it, so she's told me that's not going to be done. So I'm at capacity where I'm going to be at this point, but I have capacity for 15 vehicles at this point on that property. Item number 7 from Planning and Zoning said that they needed a building moved on the right-hand side. Well, as of 10:30 this morning, I now own the property next door. So I don't know if that makes any difference or not, but I'm my own neighbor.
What's he though?
He thinks it's great right where it's at.
The new neighbor does?
Yes, he does.
That was because your survey showed parcel B, a 2-acre parcel having 50-foot access, and there's a building sitting in the right-of-way.
Shed.
Say that again?
You have a 50-foot right-of-way serving parcel B to the rear, 2 acres.
Yes.
You've got a shed that's...
Oh, can I see that?
Sure.
Yeah, it's still sitting in the...
It's your survey.
Overlapping.
It's gone.
Okay, it's gone.
I'm sorry, I was thinking they were talking to make this...
No, shed. It's this one.
No, this is gone.
Okay. So you've already taken care of that?
That's been moved. It's been moved about 3 months ago, 2 months ago.
This shows a proposed 4 52-foot buildings. Are you saying you're going to build 3 out of the 4 or just 2 out of the 4?
These two would not be built.
Okay. So
my daughter just built a new home here, and she told me that these would not be built.
So you're going to build 2 52-foot?
They're there.
Okay.
Not your wife, your daughter.
I thought you were the boss.
Well, my daughter also is a vice president of my company, and she's my boss, yes.
So these buildings that you now are planning to build are in existence already?
The buildings to the left. The buildings to the left are there. The buildings to the right will never be built.
That's not going to give you any excess parking. It's going to take care of what you got now.
That right there is, I have capacity for 17 trucks on that property at present. I bought 2.5 acres to the west of it today, which I will be back, I guess, in 8 months, whatever it takes to get back to council again.
Is that the Justice property?
No, the other side.
Okay, Lewis.
Yes. And, coming back for commercial, I'd like to go with a C2 on that so I can build an office there.
Any questions of Mr. Brazier?
No question, just to clarify. The back two buildings closest to your daughter's property line, are they not going to be built?
Yep.
This building and this building will never be built.
Okay, the one's closer to the driveway.
So
this is existing. So this is one building.
Built already?
Done.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll just put in there that
it's changed, man.
It's reflected to be one building.
No. It'd be two. Yeah, I mean,
it's built. It's instead of two, it's one.
Oh, it's one.
So all he's asking for on this conditional use would be one. New building, a proposed building to be 100 by 24 or something like that, 110 by 24.
This is built.
But this you've had approval for.
This I had approval for earlier.
114 foot.
This one I've had permits and this is built.
Okay.
These will never be built.
Okay, so it'll be one 114 by 24 foot building.
Right. But I want conditional use.
Well, yeah, you're getting it, right. With just one big building now, new building on it.
This one.
Right.
This is a year old.
We
this
got
is
that.
8 months old.
Okay, we must have bought it. Yeah. But he still could have conditional use to
part of the. So should the conditional use, it doesn't say anything in the, in the particular.
Got 10 in the middle.
It doesn't say anything right now that he can add or not add, except for under his proposal, because the buildings that he's going to have are there now.
Right, we're just reducing it to reflect what he's got.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, he's just getting it worded to say that it's one.
And you're going to do that in the conditions also, right?
Yeah.
With the conditions on a conditional use, if the council doesn't impose a condition restricting it, an applicant can come back to the commission and ask for an amendment to a site plan. If it's minimal, the commission could consider it without having to come back through public hearing process.
But a building of these sizes would not be minimal, right?
No.
He would have to come back again. So
okay.
He's just getting, it's going to be 114 feet by 24 feet.
He still has to go to final site plan anyway,
yes,
which will reflect the way it's going to be.
It'll correct the site plan to match what he stated.
Okay.
With the conditions, written conditions reflect that it's one building, 114 by whatever the width is?
24. And that probably should be noted in the condition if you grant approval.
I would think that's right.
Which number? Can you figure out where you want it?
Or you probably have to add a new one.
No, you'd have to add a new one, yeah, because it's not really referenced to the number of buildings, so the site plan pretty well covered it.
So are you restricting it to certain buildings I can park in?
No parking. We're just doing what you have built now, because you said that's all you're going to do on this property. Right. The conditions will say that.
Okay, that's fine.
So you can. I think if you cram those babies in there, you can.
I have no problem.
Time. That's all. Because if we don't say it, then you could, as Lawrence said, if it's not stated and the site plan's approved like this, you could come back and build those other two, even though your daughter doesn't want you to, or at all. So.
Any further questions of Mr. Frazier?
Pretty simple.
So would you say, Lawrence, something like this, the one building and shall have dimensions of 24 feet by 114 feet?
What I had was proposed building shall be limited to one 24 by 14 garage.
114.
24 by 114, what did I say?
Is that what you said?
Robin says not. 24 by 114.
That's better.
That's gone. The other one's existing already. That's already there. That's not a problem. It was in a public hearing. It was already seen.
Scary. I'm with you. I'm dwelling on one building. I'm talking about both buildings.
Well, we thought you were talking about four, and all of a sudden we have one.
This is why you should hire an attorney to help you through these. Because this is
I don't have enough
confusing.
Words to follow that gentleman.
So you do have two buildings or not one building?
Yes.
He has an existing building and a proposed building, 24 by 114.
This is the one existing, yeah, which I understand. Right. Okay, I think it's
combining the two.
This one.
Okay. I think that's what you're asking.
We're here, this is not going to happen. This is not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Don't confuse the guy. The guy's on part of the truck.
I get it.
You approve Bayside.
I get it. I do too.
Thank you, Mr. Brazier. We'll see if anybody else is here who might have anything to say. Is there anyone else here who is interested in this particular application by Carol and Diane Brazier for conditional use? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. We will close the public hearing.
The gentleman, see the act on this one.
What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Read it.
Yeah, read, close the public hearing, read the title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for parking service vehicles and garages to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.99 acres, more or less.
I make a motion we approve CU 1641 with the 10 conditions.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve conditional use number 1641, Carol and Diane Brazier, with the 10 conditions as set forth in the document. Questions, gentlemen? Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the conditions reflecting what the one change from what's in planning and zoning's report to reflect what the size of the building, being one building. For parking of vehicles, and it's a relocation of a business that has expanded over the years and needed more space.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes also with the 10 conditions.
Mr. Dukes.
My vote is yes with the 10 conditions.
My vote is yes with 10 conditions. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Sir. Thank
you, gentlemen.
Next case, Douglas Breeding conditional use, or changes.